It's Friday, October 18th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is The Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Almo Professional AV, the nation's largest and fastest growing professional audiovisual distributor.
Today's Daily Download comes from AV Social, Episode 50. Dawn Mead and Kelly Perkins are joined by Kim Lancaster and Ashley Deneau talking about social media account recovery. Ashley Deneau starts off talking about Caster Communications' own experience in trying to reclaim their lost accounts.
I was Googling over the weekend and I found a couple of different support numbers, mostly on older blogs, but you know, what the heck, give it a try. So when you call, it is the Twitter number and they say, welcome to Twitter. And the very first thing they say is, if you're calling for customer support, press 1. So I'm like, yes, there is a customer support prompt. Like, that's awesome. And then you press 1 and you expect to be diverted to a call center. And what you get is Twitter does not take customer support calls over the phone. To get to initiate a support ticket, visit support.twitter.com. That is literally the automated, that's their idea of phone customer support. Now, my guess is that at one point, Twitter did have some type of phone support, which is why there's a number out there. And probably over the years, as their platform got kind of riddled with, you know, bot and hate and all kinds of complaints and, you know, just it's kind of a little bit of a dumpster fire of a social media platform, if we're being honest. They lost control. And my guess is that they just were like, phone support is just, we just can't even handle it anymore. Way too many people are calling with all their little, like, you know, so-and-so said this and whatever. So they shut it down. But there had to be one at one point. But there was no human. It was super clear to me that we were going to literally have to hunt down. I spent most of the weekend, in addition to trying to find numbers, looking up Twitter employees on LinkedIn and trying to figure out, oh my gosh, trying to figure out who, you know, who has support in their title. You know, but they're all IT support people. So I start messaging them. I start trying to find their email addresses. I mean, it was like, this is, you know, a whole, because I want Monday morning to come and to not have to deal with this. Like,
right,
I'm just
right.
Like, please let us not have to deal with this. And we did. Monday morning, we came back and it was still there. And, you know, we started looking at like Hail Marys at that point, because it was like, this is not going to happen. I'm not getting anywhere with these emails. I will continue to submit tickets and I will continue to respond to the threads, but plan B needs to be in place because we're not getting anywhere with this. And obviously we are 2 weeks out from CVS. So, you know, right. Then we started looking at, I found a resource that talked about, doing this thing that, again, it was from a few years old, so it probably used to work and now it doesn't, but basically creating a separate account that with whatever name you want and then changing the name of your account that's locked, and then changing, and then that username becomes free, and then going to the secondary account that you just started, going to that username and changing that one from whatever random one you picked to the one you really wanted. And supposedly back then it would flip the accounts. All of your followers would transfer to this new account and you would be golden or whatever, presumably. So I didn't obviously want to do this on the Caster account because it seemed a little risky to just give up our username and, you know, put it out there. I really right. thought we'd be screwed. So I created, a user account called BobUser6 just because that was what the article was using. And I was like, whatever, so there's a random Twitter account called BobUser6. And I tried to flip it with another one and it didn't work. And so I really thought I was like the creative genius. I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be amazing. We're going to get it back. We're going to circumvent them. They're not even going to know. And it did nothing. I was basically just playing around changing the names of two Twitter accounts, which were BobUser6 and BobUser6 old. And then it was just like a whole, I was like, what am I doing with my life? This is working.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.